Well, welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan. We're in season four. This is episode 7. Now we've come to start off the year 2020. As you've heard in the last episode, the Lord has taught me a lesson. And the reason my wife is at the station now, which is what I prayed for, is to help me. So we're now sitting down together. We're going over some common goals that we need to do on how we can work together. I'm telling her, she's telling me, because this is the first time we really work together. So I don't really know her working habits. She doesn't really know mine. We know each other's living habits outside of work. But we would begin to learn each other's working habits, which I knew all along would be great. Because I know this sounds cliché, but she does complete me. I always say she's the yin to my yang in our marriage and life. The parts that I lack, she makes up, and vice versa. It's the same in work. That's why we can work together. That's why we can live together. That's why we can spend all our time together and not get tired of each other. God put our marriage back together. He did it with such finesse and such clarity, but such a way. It's just unbelievable. And most of the times in the morning when I leave for work, because I get here before she does, I see her sleeping. When she's sleeping, I just thank the Lord for her, that He's given me her and that I have a second chance with her. I thank the Lord every morning for that. I do. As we're sitting down and getting our game plan together for the year 2020, we're still facing some major financial difficulties. And I'll talk about those coming up too. But I'm just going to leave that kind of right there because we have a lot to do still. COVID-19 hasn't hit yet, so we don't know anything about that's even coming. So we're just planning things. Plus we got the family reunion. And this is the first year that I have help with the family reunion coming up in March. So by the time the family reunion gets here, I mean, it's full planning. So I got traveling, but she's going to be able to take care of the family reunion part of it. And man, does she ever take care of it. She exceeds and excels at it. This is going to be the best, biggest family reunion ever. And I'll talk about that in some upcoming episodes too. Because I got stuff before we get to the family reunion. That's in March. Got stuff happening in January I got to talk about. So as we're getting on the same page, we're still facing some major financial difficulties that are coming. If you remember back in season 2, episode 13, called Prophesy, Prophesy, and season 3, episode 9, The Untold Gibson J200 Story. In those two episodes, I mentioned about what I'm getting ready to talk about. I told you in the upcoming episodes, I would expound on those more. Starting with season 2, episode 13, where Prophesy, Prophesy, the Prophesy, Prophesy episode was where the prophecy was given. If you remember that, if you don't, you can go back and listen to that episode. That's why I gave you that number. Because that's what happened in January. It finally happened. It was 4 years later, just about, but it happened. Season 3, episode 9, The Untold Gibson J200 Story. That's where the passion came back for playing and being able to write again. See, God took that away from me. And I talked about that in a previous episode as well. Now God is starting to restore the music portion, my artistry, back to me. Not in the same way that I used it for the devil all those years, but in a way that I can use it for him to minister. So as you know, in the last episode or episode before, it's either episode 5 or episode 6 of season 4, I did the Maybank Cafe in Maybank, Texas. And that was probably one of the first times, well, it was the first time coming back and singing and performing with the guitar. But I pretty much told my testimony along with that. And it felt good. And I knew then that's what God wanted me to do. I knew he was opening that, not exclusively do that. I just knew that that was another tool that he was adding to the toolbox. And I knew that I could handle it. I knew I wasn't going to be that guy again that I was previously when I was doing it for a living, playing and singing. So it was a good fit. So our buddy, Randy Fincham, who's our publicist for HLE Radio, who's also a great songwriter in his own right, puts on a music showcase up in Mont Eagle, Tennessee. And him and Steve Robertson, who does our Christian Country Countdown, Steve's an artist as well and writes music too. And him and Randy are friends and have wrote songs together. And Steve was doing a song that Randy wrote. And he said, "Hunter, I'm going to include you on it. I want you to come sing on it." So it was me, Steve, Randy, and Larry Morris singing too, who used to be Marty Stewart's bass player, who has a studio right outside of Nashville in Madison. Morris Recording has recorded a lot of Christian country music and a lot of the artists that we play on HLE Radio. So I was honored to be a part of that. So January, I go up to Mont Eagle, Tennessee. First time ever going. Now, I don't have any Christian songs yet. I just started back into writing. So I'm still doing songs that I wrote that are kind of, well, they're not really Christian, but they're not bad. I mean, they're like, you know, I'm not doing any of my drinking and cheating songs, but I'm still doing stuff that's just, you know, I'll call it flat, I guess. It's not talking about Jesus, but it's not talking about anything immoral either. It's talking about life. Let's call them life songs. We'll just call them life songs. And I'm still trying to write something of a Christian nature, but not having no luck. So I'm doing covers, really. But I'd seen a meme on Facebook. It said, "You can't shack up with the devil and expect Jesus to pay the rent." And I'm like, man, that would make a great title for a song. So since I was going to Mont Eagle with two of the best songwriters I know, I said, "Hey guys, I have an idea for a song. Would y'all help me write it?" "Yeah, man, we'll get together after the show Saturday. We'll just get together in the cabin, we'll do that." I'm like, cool. So when I told him the title, kind of chuckled. Steve was kind of leery of it. He said, "Man, I don't know if that's going to work or not." That's what he was thinking. He didn't say that out loud to me till afterwards. But we got in the cabin and we wrote it. And it didn't take us all that long to write it. And it was really good, man. It came out great. I thought I was really happy with it. So I'm like, "Oh, cool, man. Now we got a song." So now I have a song that I can do, right? I got my own song I can do now. And it's meaningful. It's a pretty powerful message in 3 minutes and some odd seconds, which was what I was wanting. So I leave Mont Eagle. Of course, I stop in Meridian, Mississippi to see my pastor and friend, Brother Charles Pierce. I'm a little bit late getting in there, but man, the service is going. They're worshiping. I march my way down to the front, get down there, worship with them. And don't you know it, he's got some more word for me. The Lord uses him. He prophesies some more over me. I'll tell you about some of those in a later episode. But I just get filled so much when I go to that church. God has put that man in my life. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that reads like this. It's Ephesians 4 and 11. "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers." Well, Brother Pierce is one of those that God has given to me in my life, to speak into my life. It was a God appointment back in September of 2016. And since then, it has been that way. And I have a pastor, and I have a teacher. I don't know that I have an evangelist yet, but he gave some. You ought to study that verse sometimes. Well, I'm back in Jennings, starting to work on the family reunion stuff with my wife. And she's starting to get some sponsors. Again, we'll talk about that in another episode. I think we could spend a whole episode on just the family reunion. But I get a phone call from my buddy Steve Robertson. He says, "Hey man, I just got a call and I'm having to put on a benefit for Gary McKee, a friend of mine, who's a singer. And I think he'd bought some equipment and I'd had some equipment that he needed that I was going to give to him. And he said, I could use that equipment for this thing. He said, would you want to come down and be a part of it? And he said, you could bring the equipment too. I'm like, yeah, man, absolutely. Steve does so much for the radio station with the show. I mean, absolutely, I would come help. And he said, I want you to sing a few too. I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. Well, they had, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 different artists that were there that were singing, some groups and stuff. And so I brought the equipment that I had for him to give him. And we set up the equipment the day before and stuff, sound checked, all that stuff. So when it was my turn to get up there, I decided to do Shack Up with the Devil. Now, I'd never done it before. Now, my wife hadn't even heard the song before. So here we are in the congregation, and I say, okay, I have a new song. In fact, nobody's even heard it yet except for Steve, because he wrote it with me. And another guy, Randy, he's not here. But we're the only two people that ever heard the song. I said, in fact, my wife's in the audience with me, and she's never even heard the song. So I said, I guess if you like the song, we'll have to go record it. If you don't like the song, please don't throw anything at me, and don't worry about it. I'll just do something else. And so I kicked off the song, and I'm telling you, people started clapping their hands. They were hollering. They loved the song. They just loved the song. And then a gentleman afterwards came up and gave me $250 towards recording the song. Well, I'm like, well, I guess I got to go record the song now. So that was another confirmation from God, of course, and also the prophecy that was given October 9th, 2016, coming true. And more of that would come true, and I'll tell you about that in the upcoming episodes. But the pastor after the show Saturday night came up to me. He said, hey, he said, I really like that Shack Up song. He said, I love your spirit. Could you stay over and do the service tomorrow? Now, I've never done a church service in my life. He said, I know you got some preaching you too. I'm like, he said, yeah. He said, listen. He said, if you don't have to be back, I would love for you to stay and do the service. And he said, you got to do that Shack Up with the Devil song. I'm like, okay, sure. Listen, like I said, I might be a lot of things, but disobedient to the Holy Spirit ain't one of them. And I try not to be. I was obedient. I said, yeah, sure, I'd be more than honored to stay. I have never done a church service in my life. I've never done a Sunday morning service. But I knew God was giving me these tools now to do it. That's why he was giving me these songs. That's why he was giving me this. That's why he was opening up this talent again for me to be able to do this. Now, I entertained on the cruise ships, every bar you could think of, private parties. Hey, no problem. But now I'm going to do this for the Lord. I'm not going to entertain. I'm going to minister. So we come back Sunday morning. The pastor says, listen, it was a Baptist church. He said, I know what the sign says out there. But he said, you just take your liberty in the Holy Spirit and whatever God leads you to do, you just do it. And you don't worry about anything. You have free reign this morning. I'm like, wow. I thought to myself, you do know I'm one of those tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled type guys, you know? I make no apologies for that. Now, I'm not a Bible thumper, And I'm not a legalistic guy. But boy, I'm filled with the Spirit. And I can pray in tongues too. I believe in all that stuff. Because I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the gifts operate. You can't tell me it ain't real. Now, I've seen people make a mockery of it and fake it. I've seen that kind of stuff too, but I've seen the real power happen. It's been demonstrated in my life many a times. But I did. I went. We did the service, sang a few songs, ministered a bit. I was just going to give my testimony real quick. Go through being raised in church, getting out of church, getting back in church, radio station, boom. That's what I planned to do. But that didn't happen. I got stuck on the root of bitterness and talked about how I carried it for 20 years through a divorce of my parents against my stepmother, ex-stepmother now, because of what the church did, because of what I had my eyes on man, not God. And what the pastor did was wrong. And you can go back to the previous episodes in episode 1 and listen to that. I'm not bringing that back up. You can go listen to that and find out if you want. Some of you who listen, you know what I'm talking about. Well, I ended up being on that, talking about that. And, now I looked at the time. I said, oh, I got to go. And I think I did shack up and got out of there. But I'm like, oh, man, I blotched that up so bad. I'm like, what in the world? Then a lady come up to me and said, there's a couple in here that needed to hear that. Because the same situation was going on. The pastor that was at the church now that asked me to come, he took over a situation. He wasn't the one that was responsible for that situation. He just took over a situation that was like that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that situation was going on. I didn't. But the Holy Spirit knew. And he used me. He used me to give the point of view that needed to be given. Now, I don't know what's happened there. I don't know if that's been rectified or if it's been, I don't know. I just know I was obedient and did what God said to do. But the passion of writing and ministering through song has been brought back. Now, I'm doing this podcast on February 20th, 2021. I'm recording it this day, even though we're talking about January 2020. I'm letting you know that because I have an album coming out with 13 original songs, Christian country songs, that have been written either out of a verse of the Bible I was studying, conversation I had with a Christian brother, or a trial that I have went through. First time I ever wrote Christian songs like that. In fact, there was a stretch where I wrote 8 songs in 5 days. God just took my hand and held the pen. To me, this is the best work I've ever done because it was God inspired. And I pray that this album is going to minister to many. I really do. I have a testimony song on there. It's called The Prodigal. The name of the album is going to be The Prodigal because that's me. That's exactly what happened. I'm going to have to leave it right there for now. Got plenty more coming up to talk about. Thank you for tuning in to Hunter Logan Unmiked. Pass it on to anybody who might be interested in it. I'd appreciate that too. Check me out on The Morning Show, hleradio.com. Our apps are in your store, whether you have Android or Apple. Check me out on choicesocial.us or download the app for Choice Social. I'm always sharing videos and there's premium content on there, stuff you won't see anywhere else. You'll see more stuff on there than you will on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And there's a lot of free stuff on Choice Social too. So I'm always doing stuff. Hey, until next time, I love you. Remember, Duke 28-2.